Welcome back to another episode of RMV.
Hey everyone, I hope you're all having an amazing day and thank you for tuning in for today's episode.
Yeah, and so it's been a long while since we podcasted. It's been 2 months. We took a 2 month break, right, Mika? Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so it's been a while, and so we just wanted to record an episode just to talk about, you know, our junior year and our AP experiences and just a reflection on seasons 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, so we finished season 3, and I gotta say, I'm really happy about that season. We got so many different types, so many different people, and I love that season 3. Did you have a favorite guest that we brought in?
Yeah, I like Taylor Fraser's episode. I liked hers, and I definitely like Kira Hyder's as well. I like everyone's episode, but I think those were the episode that really opened my eyes and really, you know, was really interesting and was really, it was like an eye-opener for me. What about you?
Yeah, same. Honestly, I can't pick one. There's so many different people that we interviewed, like, you know, Taylor Fraser, a grief specialist. I really liked her. There's so many different ones. It was so different, each and every one of them. That's why, like, I really liked it. Like, none of them were boring. Like, you know, interviewing them, it wasn't boring. I was really excited. We learned so much. And yeah, and this season we're going to get even more guests. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and if you guys have any suggestions on who we should bring next in the future, or if you, you know, saw someone online and be like, you know, Megan Varsham, definitely invite them on their podcast, please let us know by just DMing us or even emailing us.
Yeah, so moving on, we wanted to talk about our junior year and talk about the different AP classes we took, and wanted to talk about our experience during COVID. So I can start. I took APUSH, and APUSH honestly was it was a very fun class for me. Like, I would totally take it again. My APUSH teacher was awesome. He's so funny. And even though it was, you know, online, he made it really fun. Like, it was never boring. I can only imagine, like, if we were in school, how much more fun it would be. And honestly, I really liked learning about our history. And when it came to, like, the AP exam, I was a bit stressed about that because the exam was a lot more difficult to me than the actual class. And I think it depends on the teacher, honestly, like, how your teacher does your assignments. But for me, the exam was harder. Like, you'd, like, prepare, like, the whole year's worth of material.
Yeah, I think APUSH, yeah, even some of my friends have taken APUSH too. They also said the same thing, Mega, like, the test was really hard, but, you know, the class was manageable. You know, it's just a lot of notes. So if you guys are planning to take APUSH in senior year or junior year, or even, I think my school, it's a little bit different, I think, from your school, right, Mega? But I think in every school, it's the same. Yeah, junior. Some schools do it sophomore year, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
different APs, I guess. Yeah, but anyways, if you're planning to take it in the future, or senior, sophomore year, any year, if you're planning to take it in junior year or senior year, definitely, you know, you can take it just for the experience. I would say don't take, I mean, you can take APs in senior year, but it's just like, you know, it's just, you can still take it. They'll count for college credit, but I think it's not worth as more, so, but definitely you can take. But I think if you're going to take APs, so if you are a rising junior, then, you know, take as many APs as you can in junior year, because that really counts.
Yeah, so for APUSH, APUSH is a lot of, like, note-taking and a lot of writing. So you would have homework almost every single day of, like, you know, doing notes or doing some type of thing. So it's a lot of, like, staying up on task, like, make sure, like, you don't fall behind. So, like, make sure you take a lot of notes, and, like, you do a lot of reading and essays, and, like, it's not really straightforward. It's like, you know, of course, like, it's like a stimulus MCQ, and, like, the essay questions are, like, not easy. It requires you to think a lot and think of, you know, like, major, you know, events that happen. So there's a lot of memorization, but also, like, you know, demonstrating your understanding, like, explain why that happened, the effects of it, and, like, stuff like that.
Have advice, Mika, for people who was gonna take APUSH?
Well, I mean, I took it during COVID, so like the lesson plan was really different. But honestly, my advice is that don't procrastinate. I feel like if you just do your work on time and do it every single day, you'll be ready for the test. And don't study like the day before. I think like for me, I usually study like on the weekends before the test, or like at least 1 week before or 2 weeks before. It depends on what the test is. And you know, just like memorize and do stuff like that. And honestly, this class is really fun. I mean, like if you, I mean, for me, like I'm an American citizen, so I wanted to learn more about our history and how we became, you know, the US that we are now. So if you're really interested in those type of things, I think you should take it. It's a really good experience. There's a lot of, you know, discussions and activities, projects, and my teacher was like really good. So yeah.
So I think, yeah, so if you're gonna take APUSH, you know, definitely you can go take it for the experience. I think if you don't like history, like don't take it. If you do like that's if you do like history, or if you just wanna take it with college credit, by all means you should take it. But yeah. Oh yeah, so for mine, I took AP Biology and AP Psychology. So I have a few things to say about those two classes. So one I enjoyed, the one class I enjoyed was AP Psychology. Psychology is very interesting. We also talked about that in Dr. Tara's episode. So check that out before you listen to this one. But yeah, link the description. Yeah. So psychology was really interesting, you know, because as Mega said, you know, different lesson plans because it was from home. Definitely, it's not something I would have done with done in home, because I would definitely wanted to do it in class, because you know our psychology teacher also told us that, you know, if we were in class, we would have done more activities and a little bit more hands-on experience. The AP psychology test was all right. I think I did okay. It wasn't too hard, but I think it's definitely a class that's worth taking, because you really learn a lot about, you know, life. And I also think it should be a mandatory subject in school as well, because you know, really a lot of people learn about, you know, life, and you know, feel like by just taking that one class, it's really, it directs you into a more, it really gives you a more positive outlook on life. So definitely take it either in junior year or senior year, because it's definitely a good class. Even if, so some people might say, oh, it's not a STEM core, STEM AP. And I have friends who are like, oh, they're taking AP Physics, AP Calculus. What are some other APs that's related? AP, yeah, Calculus, Physics, and then like loads of other APs that are like, you know, STEM related. And so when I took AP Psychology, people were like, oh, I don't want to take it because it's too much work. Yeah, definitely the book is like the Myers book, so it's a lot of memorization. It's kind of like APUSH, like you said, make a memorization, right? APUSH is. Right, you were saying.
Yeah, it's not just memorization. It's like you memorize the things, but you also have to like you have to know the overall context of everything. So
Exactly.
you can't just memorize, okay, this event, but you have to memorize everything, the causes, effects, this. So it's like more, not more than just memorizing, more like applying your understanding. Like, we memorize this, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. I think all APs are also like, you know, how do you apply your knowledge on this context? And so it's all about application. I think psychology is a memorization class. I would suggest getting the Barron's test prep book and the Barron's flashcards. They're really helpful. I think any prep book is helpful. I think some, like APCS, one of my friends was saying, AP Computer Science, if you're taking that, then you know I think Khan Academy has a lot of resources as well. So yeah, a lot of resources online, so you guys should check that out if you need help. And I think, you know, starting early is better, because I think when you know, junior year is one of your crucial years, so it's the year where you really need to work hard. And so because we had it in our pandemic, you know, it was really hard for us to like, you know, manage. And you know, we both really thought that junior year would be what's it called, in person learning, right? So definitely. So I think, yeah, AP Psychology, yeah, I think it's a good class to take. You should definitely go take it. It's not of a it's really easy class, to be honest with you. It's all about common sense. How do you apply a lot of theories? You have to memorize a lot of theories, psychologists' names, a lot of facts. Because most of the questions are gonna mostly some questions are definition, some questions are like if you're given a situation, okay, so Mr. Cam has symptoms of irritability or delusions, hallucinations. So right off the back you can say, okay, hallucination, schizophrenia. So schizophrenia is disease. So that's how the questions are gonna be what's it called? The formatted, if you guys are wondering about how the questions are like. So hopefully that helps for AP psychology, AP biology. So I think Mega, you're also taking it, right?
Next year, I
Yes.
am.
Yes, Mega's taking it. So I'll also give some advice about biology, even though I have told Mega on text how it is. So do you know how it is, the formatting, Mega?
So I'm taking AP Bio next year, and like, how, what is the class like? What is the class like? You know, what's your favorite part of the class? And you know, how are the tests? Like, is it multiple choice? And then like, you know, free response, like you have to write like essays or something. Like, how does it work?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's what I was gonna say too, Mega.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to ask you, just like, you know, I always ask people like, oh, what are they wondering? I'm just making conversation, okay?
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm just asking you. Okay, yeah, so AP biology. Okay, so biology, I didn't have a good teacher, okay? So if you have a teacher that teaches, definitely, I think Mega, you were saying how your teacher is the best, so you probably will enjoy it. Okay, I like the subject. I'm a person who I thought I would do good in biology, AP biology, because I took normal biology in freshman year, so I thought it wouldn't be too bad. And so, AP biology. So, the test was really hard this year because it was digital exams, and I rather take the in-paper one, the paper administration, because it was a slightly little bit easier. So, it's all about, so there's like, so, you know, in normal biology, you learn about photosynthesis, cellular respiration. In AP Bio, you get the same thing, except you're going deeper on what, like, the detailed process. And that's what's, like, the hardest unit, I would say. And, like, definitely, it's all about applying. Like, you cannot, like, just, it's not a memorization class. You know how a psychology is memorization? It'll be direct questions. Definitely some direct questions, but some of the applications. But for biology, it's not like that. It's like, you, okay, so I know what photosynthesis is. But do I know all about photo, like every single thing, like what's going inside, what's coming outside, what is the Krebs cycle, what is the, where is the oxygen going, where is the electronics? So many. You need to know every single ABCs of photosynthesis and cellular respiration. And so the questions will be like, okay, so you have MCQs and FRQs. So FRQs, you have six FRQs, and all six have like ABCD parts. One question ABCD, two ABCD. So definitely this year for most of my friends and me, we ran out of a lot of time because it wasn't enough time. And definitely because of in digital exams, you can't even go back to the questions, so it sucks, right? Okay, also another advice I would say is don't procrastinate.
Yeah. So
So never procrastinate.
what are the FRQs like? Like couple
Yeah, so
sentences in each
yeah,
one?
FRQs, yeah. So the first two FRQs are a little bit long FRQs, and I think the third, three to six, it's short questions. Like, it's just direct questions, like, okay, what does the sodium potassium pump do? Where does sodium go? Blah, blah, blah. So it's really direct. You can just write one sentence and you'll be done. Correct. Press next. The first two questions are always the hardest because it's a long question. You need to read the problem, like a whole word problem. It's probably like this big, like a pair, like literally a page almost. And you have to read it, and then you look at the question, you're like, okay, so they probably have two parts, and that's the hard part, I would say. But for biology, I would say if you want to pass and if you want to get a five, then five or four, definitely practice because of the pandemic, my study schedule was all like, you know, messed up, and I think everyone's is too. So biology, definitely, it will mess up. Like, sorry, what am I saying? It messed up for me. So for you guys, I think for us, now we're gonna go in person senior year. So definitely, I think it'll be a little bit better in terms of studying and stuff. So yeah, biology. So if you want to be a doctor, if you're going to biochem or anything, I think biology is fine. Biology is a challenging course, and if you're taking it, it's good because the colleges know that you took a challenging course, and it's also one of the hardest courses, hardest APs to take. Online also, Google also says that as well. So if you do take it, if you get a three or higher, then you're fine. Even if it doesn't relate with your major, I think it's like a good course to take to show you are hardworking and you know you are up for the challenge. But yeah, I think in terms of prep books and stuff, I think like Cliff Notes, Barron's is good, and Princeton Review is good, and Khan Academy helps. I think when you're enrolled, Mega, I think when you're enrolled, or anyone out there who's enrolled in biology, I think an AP Classroom to practice those questions, because that's always similar to the official test on the AP exam day. So, yeah, any other questions?
Nope.
Yeah, but I think,
Hopefully
yeah,
I
go
do
ahead.
well. Hopefully I
Yeah,
do
I
well
know.
next year.
You'll do good. You'll do good. But yeah, I think the AP course was all right. For me, I'm not good with like AP biology. Just like I just wasn't couldn't do well. Like it's just really hard. But I think, for students who, are good with those things, it wasn't it for me. I mean, all my AP psych was good. Biology, not. Like I just didn't do great for it. No matter how much I studied, I was like, ain't working. But yeah, that was just me. I mean, I think hopefully I get like a 3 or above, not a 2 or 1. So just praying, with the curve, hopefully the curve is bigger, because majority of the students did really bad. Everyone was saying on, like, I looked on Reddit, and so everyone is talking about it. So
Yeah, it was funny,
definitely.
like right after the APUSH exam, that APUSH was trending on Twitter, and I was like seeing everyone's comments on the APUSH exam. I'm like, okay, so I'm not the
Mega.
only one who suffered through this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so if you guys have, so that was just my AP biology, but I think, junior year it was a really hard from distance learning. I mean, how about if you make a any experience?
Honestly, like I don't think it was as hard compared to other people's. Like I see people just like complaining how it is so bad for them, but honestly, like my classes, my teachers made it work for me. So I honestly think it was like it was like an okay experience to me. Like maybe it's because of my teachers and the classes I took, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for me too, same thing. I think, my junior year, I was glad that, this is school was finally over. So I was glad about that. No more work. I can focus on college apps. So we're gonna be doing college apps, so we're gonna be busy with that. And yeah, so if you guys are wondering, we're still planning to resume our podcasting till, college, but we'll see, we haven't talked about it yet. Yeah, but do you have anything else to say about that, Mega, regarding?
Yeah, so season 4, we're going to interview more guests. There'll be more people. And make sure to check out Dr. Tara's episode. We released that last week, so, or weeks before, whenever this. It was the first episode, it was the second episode, so make sure to check that out. We talked more about mental health and went deep into other topics like anxiety and ADHD, divorce. So make sure to check that
Yeah,
out.
make sure to check that out. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and we'll be bringing in more guests, and make sure to stick with us. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, so we have some questions from our listeners. So that was just about junior year. Our junior year was, great. Hopefully we're going in person this year, school. So senior year is gonna be even great. So we will do one last episode, because we're not sure what college you'll get. So we'll do
Yeah.
an episode 2022 June about closing comments and what are we gonna do about the podcast, because it's really rare if we do get in the same college, so but
Exactly.
yeah, so stay tuned for that. So keep on listening. We have some questions from a listener. So someone asked, how to write mind-blowing essays. Do you have anything to say, Mega?
I think it depends on what class you're in or what AP you're taking. Like, so for APUSH, grammar doesn't matter. Like, you can make grammar mistakes. You can like literally forget words. Like for my essays, if you look at my essays, literally I probably forgot, like my sentence would not make any sense because I would forget all these punctuation marks and that. But that doesn't matter. What they're looking for is like they have specific things that they're looking for in the rubric of the essays, and like if you're like, are you answering the question properly? Like that's the thing. So like, and grammar does not matter. And for APUSH essays, honestly, like it's you should look in the AP rubric website, but you need to explain, interpret in your own words. Like the one thing that my teacher said the most during the class was interpret, interpret, interpret. You have to analyze. Do not just write out like, oh, this event happened. Like this event is where this happened. No, you have to interpret the evidence. And then there's like other things like complexity. Like so, like it matters. You answer the question and get those points rather than you getting grammar and doing all those things, because don't waste your time on that. Like grammar and stuff do not matter, honestly. As long as you get your point straight, it'll be fine. That's for essays, for APUSH at least.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think that's like a good thing for people. I think for listeners outside of the country, like I know some of our listeners are in India as well. So I think for them, I think, okay, so overall in English, reading is really important because reading, if you read a lot, then it expands your knowledge, you expand your vocabulary. So that definitely helps, right, Mega? Am I right on that? Reading, very
Yeah,
important.
for sure.
Yeah. Because I think if you don't read, you're gonna struggle with English a bit. Another thing is speaking, public speaking, because if you speak more and if you if you're literate and what's the word? Okay, whatever. Yeah, so if you'll be like, so if you read, you'll expand your knowledge, expand your vocab, you'll be a better writer just by reading, talking, doing public speak, taking public speaking classes, maybe being the speech and debate club. I don't know, start a podcast. I don't know, like that's one thing. But definitely that is a hard question because I am also suck at writing essays as well. So I think reading, maybe looking up some when you're practicing, right, practice writing essays. Like I think people in elementary school and like junior high, they're taking AP, APs, English honors or English. Like you definitely if you take those classes, you will learn a lot. Because like I took honors class and I sucked at reading, and so I learned a lot from taking those classes. I think AP literature is really good too on the SAT and like other standardized tests, so that's also good. And I think yeah, A push also does prepare you, I'm presuming, because you were talking about that. So yeah, so I think the next question is, how do you stay motivated to study?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways to stay motivated to study. I think some ways that I can, some advice I can give you guys is like, first of all, you have to like, you have to make sure, like, when you set like a goal for yourself, like, okay, I'm going to study for this much, and like, and then like take a break for like, it depends, like, study for like, 30 minutes and then take like, a 2 minute, 3 minute break or something like that. Do increments. I think that's what it's called. Don't study in one big stretch, because then that's like, it's boring, and you can get you can get very tired easily too. And also like, be like, okay, if you reward yourself after studying, like, okay, if you study for like 2 hours, you get this. If you study for 3 hours, you get this. Reward yourself and make sure, to hold yourself accountable, like, do it, like, don't like slack off. And other ways to do is like, make sure you're surrounded by motivated people. I think, study in study groups. I think that's a big thing that can help you stay motivated. If you have people around you who are willing to study, then you will be less distracted, because you have friends to keep you on track. Maybe like when you study, also like go to different places. Maybe like staying in your room all day, like, that might not be the best way to study. Like maybe go somewhere else around the house, maybe to a coffee shop, or like, in a different room. Change your environment. Do you have any other advice, Varsha?
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing, but yeah, I was just saying like I think I have some friends that are like, oh, I don't work well in study groups. Like I was like asking like, oh, do you want to study for this test? And we had a test the next day, and I was like asking. She's like, oh, maybe like I'm studying. And I was like, oh yeah, no problem. And, like sometimes I also have the problem where if I'm studying with a friend, I get this we get distracted, and definite. And also when it's like after a long time you haven't talked. You're like, just talk, even though you're supposed to study, you know what I mean? So definitely some people have trouble, they don't work well studying with a group, so they work a good alone. So like another way to study, motivated to study, motivation, if you want motivation, if you're not in the mood to study, I think Dr. Tara mentioned this not in episode, in the season three, or one of the seasons, the past seasons, when, on the first, the episode we recorded, I asked the question of like, okay, what if you're in a mood to study? Because sometimes I'm not in the mood to study. And so she was like, okay, yeah, if you're not in the mood to study, then do something else. Come back after an hour and then come back to what, if you're studying, come back to studying once you've done whatever you want, So definitely, I think that that's one of the motivations where it's like, tell yourself, like, I need to go down the test, I need to make my parents happy, it's good for the long term, good for me in the future. Think about that instead of thinking like, badly about yourself. Oh, like, I'm gonna fail, or like, keeping a negative mind or negative attitude about it. But yeah, we have two more questions. Yeah, Mako, do you want to say the next
Yeah.
question?
Yeah, so can you still graduate without taking APs? And yes, 100% you can graduate. You can take normal classes and just graduate, high school. It's not, and like the purpose of APs is just for, your college admissions. Like you don't even need to pass your AP exams. And colleges like want to see that you're actually just trying. You're experimenting with yourself and taking higher classes each year. Like what my history teacher was saying that like, okay, if you take one AP one if you took two APs one AP sophomore year, make sure to take two APs in junior year, right? Make sure like you're taking harder and harder classes to show that at colleges that okay, you're actually trying yourself. You're trying. This person is trying. They want to work harder. Like that's like the overall purpose for APs, and like the AP exam is just for college credit. Like you get the credit during college, so you don't have to take that class, right? Like that's the overall purpose. And so this it's just like for challenging yourself. Like I've seen people take my teacher was saying like don't take like five APs or something. Like for example, like if you take five APs and have a low GPA versus someone who takes only one AP, two APs and have a better GPA, that's better. Like you should take classes that that you can manage, but also at the same time you are challenging yourself. So definitely you should take APs, but you can definitely graduate high school without taking APs.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. I have a family friend, this was like a year ago, but like that person graduated without any APs, had a 4.0 GPA, still was successful, went to UC Berkeley too. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there are people who have graduated without APs. The only purpose is APs, if you have a lower GPA, right? If you have 3.5 or below, if you take APs, it basically co covers that up, your lower GPA, and shows the admissions that, okay, the student is hardworking, the student has worked hard. And another factor is what school is the student coming from? That's also one of the things also. Like if they're doing well, then they know, okay, so this student is coming from a competitive school. This student is okay. This school is all right. This student is coming from this, but they did well. So APs is just for experience. It's just for college admissions, like you said, or college to show them how challenging you are. But definitely you should at least take an AP, one AP at least, not I mean, for our school takes minimum is two APs, so I did not take three. Like I'm only taking one AP next year. I think Mako, you're taking three. See here?
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
so I took two this year and Mako took one in junior year as well. So I have people who are taking four APs next year. Yeah, if you are smart and if you can handle the workload, by all means you should just go take four APs. But the important thing is you don't want your GPA to suffer. That's the most important thing. Junior year, sophomore year, senior, whatever year, it doesn't cannot be like, oh, I have two C's and APs, but you cannot blame anyone. You cannot ask help. You cannot even drop APs. I know some schools drop, but still, if you take the APs and you do well, bad in it, it's, bad on your part. It's not, anyone
Exactly.
else's fault,
So
so.
if you know for sure you can do well in two APs, but not good in five APs, do the two APs
Do the
instead.
two
It's
APs because
do
that's
them.
better. But
Yeah.
we both recommend taking at least one AP because it just still shows and it's a good class. It really preps you up for college because it's really similar to what you're gonna see in college. Because once you enter college and okay, let's say you have an assignment and you look at your first assignment of the year of your freshman in college year. And you look at it, let's say you're taking biology, okay, let's say you're majoring, and you take biology, majoring in that, and you see the first question, you're like, what, how do I answer this? But if you compare it to someone who, let's say I'm taking biology, I'm not gonna take biology, but if I did take biology, major in biology, and I got a paper assignment, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I know what it's asking me to do. So APs prep you up for college, okay? So definitely, at least take one. If not two, one AP
Yeah,
is
I also wanted to
significantly
say
fine.
like what you said before about it depends on what school you're going to. The
Yeah.
colleges will see like the colleges will check your school and see what classes they offer and see how you took advantage of classes. Like
Exactly.
if your school offers high level classes, the colleges would expect you to, maybe you should take some high level classes, take advantage that you have these classes, versus like some schools they don't even offer these type of classes, okay, that makes sense. The child cannot, the kid cannot take those higher level courses, whereas if your school has the higher level courses, you should take it.
I just want to talk about last minute segment. Some people were talking or asking me about extracurriculars. So, Mega, do you have any advice about
Yeah,
extracurriculars
so
that
I
you
think
wonder about?
so. My main mistake is like, I still, I don't really, I think my main mistake was not getting into enough extracurriculars. I suggest you start from freshman year, find something, explore what you want, find something you're really passionate about. Because, like, what I did, my mistake was like, I don't know, I found podcasting as like, late sophomore, early junior. So I didn't have enough time to like, explore something. So for definitely freshman year. And to me, freshman year is like honestly the easiest year out of all high school. It's you have time, you have much more time depending and much more time comparing to other years. So make sure to like look at other clubs, find something you're interested in, be passionate about, and find one thing and build upon. Like my history teacher also said, I'm getting so much advice from him, but he said like to make sure that you're not scattering, like jumping to one club to another, like they don't like that. Make sure like you're consistent with something and follow that. So and extracurriculars can be anything. It doesn't have to be school related. Like it can be like starting a podcast, working at a family business, being a leader of a club. Anything can be extracurricular. Something you put your time into. That's an extracurricular.
So, are you doing any extracurriculars right now that you want to share? Maybe might help.
Well, okay. Of course, I'm doing the podcast. I mean, like, I don't know if you count this. I guess you can count this as extracurricular, but like, I'm taking like outside courses. I volunteer at the preschool. Like, I have over 100 hours of volunteering at a preschool. I might do more volunteering, like in hospitals or something like that. I like to work at, we have a family-owned vineyard that I like to work during, summer for the grapes and stuff. So I do a lot of hard work there. So it can literally, be anything. What about you, Barsha?
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. Yeah, I'll just share a little bit, a few extracurriculars. Like Omega said, if, I think freshman year is the best year. If not freshman year, and if you're still exploring, I would suggest join some clubs in freshman year. Like I always remember, I have a speech and debate club. I attended Santa Clara University, gave a speech. Obviously, I didn't win. I did it for the experience. It's not all about winning. It's about what is your experience. You gather experience. So freshman year is a chill year. You don't have to worry too much. I would say don't take honors classes freshman year. It's the best advice I can give you. Like when I took honors, its GPA screwed up, so do not take honors class. Like if you are genuinely good, you have a good teacher, ask your friends, please ask your friends about before taking it. That's the best. I don't want other people to like fall in the hole that I once fell in. So I'm trying to help people is by saying like, ask your friends, okay. For AP Biology, how is the teacher? Did you do good? To ask their grade. Then you take the class. Do not take classes if you're not, don't know anything about it. Because that's what I did for AP Biology. Because my teacher is, like, I asked my friend, she wanted me to feel what she felt, and I took the class. Even though I never knew. Because I thought, so there's a good teacher too in my school. She significantly, teaches really well. I thought I would get her. I kept my hopes up. So, but I didn't get her. I didn't get her as, unfortunately, I got another teacher. So that's why I felt bad. So if you have a bad, like if there's a teacher, 100, I don't know, 90%, for me at least, I left, fell in that hole. My GPA went down. No, did not do that. So please ask your friends and advice. But yeah, for extra crazy, Mega, you wanted to say something? Then I'll
Yeah,
move
I
on.
just wanted to say something. Again, not to focus everything on academics. Like,
Exactly. Yeah.
if you have good grades but you have no extracurriculars, chances are the college won't really pick you versus someone who has, like okay grades but like a lot of extracurriculars or something that makes them more outstanding. They're most likely gonna pick the other person. So just keep that
Yeah,
in mind.
exactly.
Academics aren't everything.
Yeah, exactly. If you have a, okay, so I would say that, I'm gonna be honest. If you have a 3.0 or above, it doesn't even have to be 3.5 or above. Yeah, some people are like, okay, if you have 3.5 above, it's good. Unweighted, but my weighted is okay. My weighted is like, above, obviously. But like, unweighted, if you have a 3.0 or above, I think, I have a friend who got into UC Merced with like a 3.34, GPA, like straight up. So I'm like, okay, yeah, that gives me sort of like, like a hope. So definitely don't think like if you have a 3.0 or above, like some people are like, oh, 3.5 or above, yeah, you will get to some selective schools, but if you have 3.0 or above, then you know, definitely you can get into any school. It's all about like how do you weigh, like as Mika said, you know, if you have a high GPA, I have friends, they have a really high GPA, like almost 4.0, but they have less extracurriculars. So that's like, you know, about some people like too much extracurriculars, but like maybe have like a, I don't know, 2.9, I don't know, a GPA less like in the 2.0 area. Like there are, yeah, there are you can still get into college, but like it's not, you know, selective. So anything above 3.0, it's like a B average, B, you know, above average, and you have extracurriculars to compensate with that. Definitely you'll get into college, so don't worry about that, right? Okay, so I'll get into what I did extracurricular wise, and then we can end, okay? Okay, so I think freshman year, yeah, I did the speech and debate club. I know some people start their own initiatives, like this podcast, like Mega said. You know, if we did start this in freshman year, you know, we would have gotten a lot of reach, but we still, you know, we still start in junior year, so it's amazing. But yeah, I think podcast is one of the things that I really like doing. I did a lot of community service outside. I think a lot of people do. Yeah, a lot of community service. I got like 120 hours plus, and you get like a presidency award, which is really amazing, you know? I'll go on. Yeah, so presidency award, I got that for 120 plus hours community service. So I did the community service like freshman year. So definitely do everything freshman or sophomore year because at the end it's all worth it. And then do a lot of research programs. So like I got into another summer research program this junior year. So this year I'm currently working on it. So definitely do that. Like research, like Mega said, because I also have that too. Like I didn't research more. So definitely. So I got that research program. And yeah, a lot of volunteering. For me, just volunteering, community service everywhere, research program, and then podcasting. And if you're doing like dance or like you're included or if you attend like the club comp, they have some clubs have competitions, so that's also really good. Creating yourself initiative, like I have a friend who's doing fundraisers for Africa, so that's also a good idea. Helping, like you said, Mega, helping, you know, at the, you know, hospital, right? Internship, get
That's nice.
internships. Yep, internships are a really good opportunity. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. You know, it's all about researching. Oh, and also do stuff related to your major because if you do it outside, like I know podcasting, yeah, but like that's like, so they probably you should do like one extracurricular, maybe outside your major, not related to your academics, and maybe one extracurricular that is related to your major. So it like, because most of the college app like questions are like, oh, like what is your inspiration or like how did that, and, you know, it's usually relates with your major. So yeah, that's definitely what I did for now. But yeah, definitely, you know, do good in school, compensate with a few extracurriculars, but then you can like increase it as time goes by. Starting a podcast is a great thing. So definitely we will tell you guys our stats and what, you know, colleges we did get into, so we'll do the closing episode like that, so you guys also can want, you know, think about that. Like starting a podcast is a great way to really, like, I think I was, yeah, so it's that's like a really great way to impress college admissions. But yeah,
Yeah,
it's
but
definitely
you have to, you make sure to do extracurriculars that you're passionate about too. Like, don't do
exactly that
something.
you
Because,
like,
like, yeah,
exactly.
if we're saying podcasting, but if you're doing a podcast and you genuinely don't like it, like, don't do
Do
it
not, do
either.
not,
You're
do
not gonna,
not do it.
yeah, do
Exactly.
something you actually really like.
Really like, yeah, because podcasting, we both liked it, you know, recently liked it, so it's like a really good way for us to talk and like spread our advice. So like definitely do something that you like and you enjoy, and so that's why clubs, you know, and join as much of clubs as you can, you know, see which one interests you and then be active, be an active member of that club. But yeah, I think, yeah, and take courses, online courses, that's also a great way to start about that also impresses. College means make a LinkedIn account, a lot about your resume, you can just record everything, so that also helps. Yeah, so I think, yeah, I think that's just, you know, everything in a nutshell. So yeah, we'll talk about our experiences, about our exceptions and rejections next year. So we'll have an episode like around June this time. We'll be graduating, so excited for that, seniors already. So we won't have any episodes where we just self-reflecting again. So it's gonna be, after this episode is gonna be full gas. So the last time we're going to be meeting or having a self-reflection episode will be next year at this time, and we'll talk about our senior year and experiences. And yeah, so thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you guys need any more advice about any of like high school advice or taking classes, you know, DM us, you know, probably even message DM our personal accounts, not just on the podcast account. You can Varsha14, I'll put that in link description, Omega842 underscore. But yeah.
Yeah, and also our website is going to be done. My goal is to finish it by this summer. So you can actually go to our website and just go contact, and you should be able to put your questions and stuff there. So I'm working on that.
Make sure to check it out. Yeah, the new website will be updated, like Mega said, end of the summer. So we'll also put an update on it. It'll be on all our social media accounts. So make sure to check it out. But yeah, so I kind of, you know, I always miss this reflection episode, and so it's crazy to think about how we're going to be seniors soon. We'll be graduating. Class of 2022 is finally here, so I'm really excited to what next year holds us. So yeah, last episode will be that, and we'll talk about what we're going to do with the podcast as well. I'm thinking to give it to my sister and Mega sister, but we're still thinking about it. But yeah, all depends on our fate and future. So yeah, so thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you reached to the end, let us know what you thought about this episode, or if you have any questions, feel free to DM us on Instagram and all our social media.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Bye. Have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha.
And Mega.
Signing off.